This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
I fear we're all going to be going to war soon, and I'm not talking about a draft returning. I'm talking about inside these United States of America. We are on the verge of revolution. We are on the verge of terrible, terrible times coming. Joe Biden is Jimmy Carter, except with dementia. More than 120 retired generals and admirals have written to Biden suggesting he was not legitimately elected. They've written President Joe Biden questioning his mental acuity. The letter echoes former President Donald Trump's claims of widespread election fraud. It comes on a day when Representative Liz Cheney ripped Trump for his claim the election was stolen. I've been the one who's out there day and night saying election stolen, election stolen, election stolen. The retired officers, generals, and admirals said, without fair and honest elections that accurately reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost. The group calls itself Flag Officers for America and consists of retired military officers, including generals and admirals. The FBI and Supreme Court must act swiftly when election irregularities are surfaced and not ignore them, as was done in 2020, they wrote. The letter, called an open letter from retired generals and admirals, was reported by Business Insider. It echoes Trump's claims that absentee ballots are not secure as it goes after Biden, who serves as commander-in-chief of the military. Election integrity demands ensuring there's one legal vote cast and counted per citizen. Legal votes are identified by state legislatures' approved controls using government IDs, verified signatures. Of course they are. Retired officers who signed the letter denouncing Joe Biden, and here's the list. And these people all signed their names. They're all officers and colonels and generals and admirals. Really impressive list. It's a counterpoint to the impactful public statements by national security officials who weighed in for Biden during the campaign. One such effort came when 10 former secretaries of defense penned an extraordinary op-ed in the Washington Post warning there's no role for the U.S. military in the outcome of U.S. elections and stating the importance of the peaceful transfer of power. The letter came 3 days before the Capitol riot. It's really a bad situation when our generals and our admirals have to say that the election was stolen and that President Biden, in fact, may have a problem with his dementia, his mental acuity. This is what's going on in the United States of America. It's very clear that we have a big problem. It's very clear the election was stolen. And it's very clear now that they control the White House because of theft and the U.S. Senate because of theft in Georgia. And still it's a 50-50 tie. And the U.S. House by the thinnest margin in like 100 years. And yet, through executive action and Kamala Harris providing the tie-breaking vote in the Senate and that razor-thin margin in the House, they're passing bill after bill after bill that's destroying the United States of America and leaving us a disaster. Country's a disaster. By the way, there is there's an article out, and again, I will say, you know, I take everything with a grain of salt. But the article from conservative media says U.S. Capitol Special Agent David Bailey is the person who shot Ashley Babbitt and killed her. And he's an immigrant, a Brazilian immigrant, and a Black Lives Matter militant. And they claim he repeatedly threatened to kill Trump supporters on Facebook for months. Now, I ask you, if this turns out to be true, and I have no reason to doubt it's not true because who would make up that someone repeatedly threatened to kill Trump supporters on Facebook for months? And so if that's the case, what if a white policeman repeatedly threatened to kill Obama supporters on Facebook for months and then shot dead a Black Lives Matter person trying to enter the Capitol building. Can you imagine what the United States would burn to the ground? The whole country would have burned to the ground. So red-pilled media released an exclusive report identifying Ashley Babbitt's killer as U.S. Capitol Special Agent David Bailey. Red-pilled media has uncovered evidence confirming our previous reporting revealed Agent Bailey as a Brazilian immigrant who has pledged his allegiance to the Black Lives Matter movement, even going so far as vowing to murder Trump supporters. You know, I have no idea, none, of the veracity of these claims. And all I could tell you is, if they're true, why is he not being prosecuted? How come only a policeman, a white policeman who kills a black kid is prosecuted, and the whole nation riots and the whole nation falls apart and burns and loots and screams and yells and threatens bloody murder? But when an officer from Brazil, an immigrant, who repeatedly threatened to kill Trump supporters on Facebook, kills a Trump supporter who did nothing, was not armed, was not a threat, but no one's pressed charges. Nothing. Zero. You know, you could hear your footsteps. Because there's no noise. There's nothing coming in the way of an indictment of any kind. Just doesn't make sense. So, all I could tell you is this David Bailey guy, if in fact this is the special agent who killed Ashley Babbitt, that's a disgrace that he's not been indicted, and a disgrace that he's been allowed to threaten the lives of Trump supporters and then went and killed one. And it was just a terrible killing for the first minute. Let's jump to Liz Cheney from the desk of Donald J. Trump. Warmonger Liz Cheney, who has virtually no support left in the great state of Wyoming, continues to unknowingly and foolishly say there was no election fraud in the 2020 presidential election, when in fact the evidence, including no legislative approvals, as demanded by the U.S. Constitution, shows the exact opposite. Had Mike Pence referenced the information on six states, only need two, back to state legislatures, and had gutless and clueless Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, he blew two seats in Georgia that should have never been lost, fought to expose all of the corruption that was presented at the time, with more found since, we would have had a far different presidential result, and our country would not be turning to a socialist nightmare. Never give up, exclamation point, Donald Trump. And that was not the most vicious thing he said today about Liz Cheney. I'm going to look it up in the break and bring it to you when we get back, but boy, he had a great one earlier today about Liz Cheney. I'm just trying to look if I have it somewhere around 8 o'clock this morning, I believe, is when it came in from the office of President Trump. I know he did retweet something Sean Hannity said, which I thought was fantastic. Sean Hannity tweeted, at Representative Liz Cheney, hope you're enjoying being embraced and praised by Dems and media mob, the same people that called your dad a war criminal, convicted Scooter Libby, tried to destroy your father over his work with Halliburton, counting the days until your new friends return to normal. That was from Sean Hannity. And I like it. I think it's great. And I'm trying to find the statement by Trump about Liz Cheney, but I can't find it. Here's the one about Jimmy Carter. This is a great one, too. I see everyone is comparing Joe Biden to Jimmy Carter. And by the way, it's not everyone. I know one person who did it, Wayne Root. I put out a social media post just yesterday saying that Joe Biden is Jimmy Carter with dementia. And this is the Jimmy Carterization of the United States all over again. He almost destroyed America. Ronald Reagan saved us. And now we've got it again. I don't know if we could ever recover from this. But Trump said, I see everybody's comparing Joe Biden to Jimmy Carter. It would seem to me that is very unfair to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy mishandled crisis after crisis, but Biden has created crisis after crisis. First, there was the Biden border crisis that he refuses to call a crisis. Then the Biden economic crisis. Then the Biden Israel crisis. Now the Biden gas crisis. Joe Biden has had the worst start of any president in U.S. history, and someday they will compare future disasters to the Biden administration. But no, Jimmy was better. Jimmy was better. And if you'll allow me, while I'm on the air, to kind of look up and try and find the one about Liz Cheney from President Trump. I thought it was just fantastic, and I hope I can find it for you, because I just love when he hits people hard. Here it is. I got it. It did come in early this morning. It came in at 6:35 a.m. Liz Cheney is a bitter, horrible human being. I watched her yesterday and realized how bad she is for the Republican Party. She has no personality or anything good having to do with politics or our country. She is a talking point for Democrats, whether that means the border, the gas lines, inflation, or destroying our economy. She is a warmonger whose family stupidity pushed us into the never-ending Middle East disaster, draining our wealth, depleting our great military, the worst decision in our country's history. I look forward to soon watching her as a paid contributor on CNN or MSDNC. He purposely blew that MSNBC to MSDNC because he's saying that MSNBC is the DNC, the public relations arm and media arm of the Democrat National Committee. But great way to attack Liz Cheney, a bitter, horrible human being, bad for the Republican Party, no personality, and a warmonger. I love it. You know, it's just, these are the things that some people hated about Trump, and I think most people love about Trump. I love it when he hits you with his best shot. He unloads and just destroys you with everything he's got. I love it. I think it's fantastic. I think these people deserve it. She's a horrible woman, Liz Cheney. Horrible person. So glad that we kicked her off leadership. Next, she's going to lose her seat in the United States House. Wyoming will never reelect her. So Liz Cheney's finished. Trump hit the nail on the head. She's going to wind up at CNN or MSNBC. No talent, nothing. No right to be a congresswoman. What a terrible person. By the way, a Democrat indicted on 109 felony voter fraud charges. When we get back, I'll tell you about it. And more. Lots more. So much news, I can't fit it all in. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt, added $1.9 trillion in stimulus, and trillions in infrastructure spending, and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. Just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. Best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing for a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. It's not small time. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. $1.2 billion in claims. And I give you my personal testimony and my personal endorsement and my personal experience with it. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? It may be as much as $180,000, depending on what my insurance cost would be today. But I know it was $2,000 a month back 6 years ago. And so just based on that, I've saved $120,000. So every time I look at my bank account, there's an extra $120,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. And I just want to point out that health insurance isn't based on your income or how many assets you have. You could be worth $1 billion or a penny. The health insurance cost is the same. They don't ask your income. So it isn't like anyone at home should be thinking, well, Wayne Root saves an extra $120,000, but, you know, maybe I'll only save $5,000. No, every middle-class family will save the same $120,000. It's the same rate for everybody. So depending on what you were paying before, you're going to save that amount. Could you use an extra $120,000? 855-58-LIBERTY. Great people. Not only did this whole group of admirals and generals sign this letter, A, questioning Biden's mental acuity, meaning does he have dementia? Is he still there? But second of all, and questioning whether this is communism in the United States, what's happening? But now here's another military expert a military veteran and longtime political, military analyst, warns America's national defense is in retreat because the Pentagon is charging forward with left-wing ideologies that do not involve killing our foreign enemies. It is no wild claim to suggest the Pentagon is subjecting soldiers, sailors, and Marines to left-wing lessons warning about the right. In February, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered a one-day stand-down to every military unit, which requires commanders to address, quote, right-wing extremism in the ranks and how to report on suspicious activity by fellow soldiers. So now you're supposed to rat on each other. According to the Pentagon, the extremism stand-down, can you imagine that's the name of it? The extremism stand-down. I think maybe when you discuss extremism, you should be looking at radical Islam. I think maybe you should be looking at crazy terrorists from Middle Eastern countries. I don't think you should be looking at American right-wing soldiers. But according to the Pentagon, the extremism stand-down comes after it was learned many of the January 6th rioters who attacked the Capitol were former military veterans. According to Big Maginus, I don't know who that is, who studies national security at the Family Research Council, the problem with the Pentagon's warning to the troops is obvious. The training was developed and mandated by left-wing ideologues who consider the right dangerous to the country. Who's going to define these extremists? He asks. In the American Thinker column, Maginus warns the stand-down training and the Biden administration's embrace of woke anti-white ideology are moving the world's most powerful military to be a purity test among the ranks. In other words, they're ready to call out anyone who doesn't agree with the new left and what they believe to be correct. So, you know, you're talking about white extremism. That's what the military is now obsessed with, white extremism. And don't forget transgenderism. They love transgenders in the military, and they want to root out, excuse the pun, anybody who doesn't go along with the program. If you're a Republican or conservative or a patriot, you're not going to be in the military anymore, if you say anything. If you're against being in a foxhole with a transgender, you know, can you imagine being in a foxhole with Caitlyn Jenner? You're not with the program. You're kicked out of the military. So the military is going to be a bunch of little wimp-wristed friendly people with pink tutus on and high heels. And that's who we're going to fight a billion Chinese with. And the crazy Russians with. The vicious crazy Russians. How about the North Koreans? How about the Syrians? How about the Iranians? Heck, we're not even going to be able to beat the Israelis. Israel, take over America. With the people they expect to be. France. Oh my gosh, I left out France. France will conquer America. No, because France has its own problems. France's generals and admirals are writing letters saying the country is on the verge of civil war. Same as America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The oil pipeline shut down over a cyber attack is up and running again. Colonial announcing the pipeline serving much of the South and East Coast restarted operations this afternoon, days after a ransomware attack on its network. The company saying it will take several days for the supply chain to return to normal. The shutdown has led to gas shortages and long lines at service stations across the East Coast. Gas prices for many Americans have also spiked because of the shutdown. A big inflation rise is leading many traders to decide to cash out their profits, sending the market spiraling. At the close, the Dow losing 681 points to fall to 33,587, the S&P losing 89 points to 4063, and the NASDAQ falling 357 points to 1331. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, sponsor of this segment is my book, Trump Rules, Biggie. number one at Amazon in quite a few categories, about a dozen categories. And it is not about politics. It's a departure for me. It's a business book. I've written quite a few business books, by the way. I'm not just politics. I've written quite a few sports books. But this one is about pure business, self-help, personal development. It is the Trump Rules, or actually it's called Trump Rules, but it's about the Trump Rules, the top 10 Trump Rules of Donald Trump that made him the success that he is and everything he's ever done, from real estate to branding to celebrity to TV apprentice to president of the United States. All the above were because of these rules, and I've used them my whole life to achieve all of my success. So very important book, and I really bring it down to basics. Because anyone can write a book about, you know, what made someone a billionaire. It's another thing to say, how did you apply it in your life as a very successful small businessman? And that's me. And I made it work with the same Trump rules. I've watched this guy. He serves as my mentor for 40 years now. And you can never go wrong with Trump. Trump Rules by Wayne Allyn, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And I just found out yesterday this book is selling in Target. Trump Rules by yours truly. We've got our guest here. It's a very interesting story. I saw his story somewhere, and I asked my producer, Andrew Paul, to get him for the show, and he got him. His name is Stephen Scherer. He is a Bay Area native who co-founded a successful business in Beijing, China, in his 20s, and was arrested by the Chinese Communist Party and thrown into a black site prison cell and tortured. And the U.S. Embassy eventually got him released. His new book is coming out, Surviving Chinese Communist Detention. His name is Stephen Scherer. Stephen, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Show.
Mr. Wayne Allyn, thank you very much. How are you doing today?
Am I pronouncing the last name correctly, first of all? Scherer?
You did a perfect job. Yeah, no, very impressive. It's a tough last name, but Scherer, you were spot on.
Okay, good. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about your background and how a kid in his 20s from California ever got involved with building a business in China, and what did you have to do with the Communist Chinese Party?
Yeah, 100%. So, first and foremost, huge fan of the show. Started listening to you when I was out in Vegas, so appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your audience today. But, yeah, originally from California, grew up in Placerville, California, originally prior to that Bay Area, and graduated from college, Sonoma State University, got a degree in chemistry, and just wanted to kind of do something more. So a job kind of fell into place, and I thought, hey, why not go to the opposite side of the world and do something a little bit different? So I hopped on a one-way flight to Beijing, despite a number of warnings and concerns about going to a communist country, kind of naively just thinking, hey, you know what, world's coming together, everything will be fine. And then landed in Beijing, started working out there my first year just teaching English and started studying Mandarin. My Mandarin improved, got offers to do other jobs in consulting and ended up co-founding a consulting educational consulting firm in Beijing, in my mid-20s.
And so how did that lead to your getting arrested by the Chinese Communist Party?
Yeah, so one of the things that I, kind of talk about extensively in the book is a lot of the restrictions that are placed on foreigners, as we are referred to, for anyone who's lived and worked in China or traveled there, just a common title slapped on, any kind of foreign expat. I talk extensively about a lot of the restrictions that are placed on foreigners. So it's much more difficult, for example, to incorporate a WFOE or a wholly owned foreign enterprise on your own as a foreign native or national, as opposed to working and co-founding with Chinese colleagues. And there's a lot of restrictions. And so somewhere along the lines, my educational consulting firm was flagged, and pretty much overnight I was abducted by CCP authorities, thrown into a black site Chinese prison cell. And this is after being poked and prodded, everything taken from you, thrown into kind of prison guard, handed a few blood stained blankets, true story, and to sleep on. And then, I found myself just in a prison cell, locked in a cramped, overcrowded prison cell with 17 other inmates in pretty horrific conditions, and falsely accused of working in the country illegally, forced to sign documents, confession documents, even though I had a legal work visa, alien permit, incorporation papers, tax documentation, the full spectrum. None of that mattered. Of course, we're talking about communist China, a country where there is no due process, no human rights, no phone call, no bail. If the authorities say you're guilty, in the prison cell you go, and that's pretty much the end of the story.
Why do you think they arrested you? What was the reason? Why do they want you in prison? Why do they want to ruin your life?
Yeah, two plausible explanations there. So a little bit of historical context without getting lost in the weeds. There's a lot of tangents here. But the first end of it is learning English, actually, not many people know this, used to be illegal in China. So if you look at kind of an older demographic, 50s and 60-year-olds in China, if you spend any time there, they generally learn all speak Russian. That was the only appropriate kind of foreign language you could learn. Eventually, post-cultural revolution, that was changed, and English became a language you can learn. However, even in the modern era, there's still a lot of limitations and constraints around learning English. So it's stripped down. And if you're familiar, in the book, I talk extensively about Yuan Guiren, who's the national education minister for China, who specifically cites Western values as the number one threat, American ideas, democracy, human rights, the number one threat to Chinese students. And there's a quote in the book where he talks about how Western ideals are not only the number one threat, but will never be introduced into Chinese classrooms. So when you learn English in China, one of the big kind of things that you deal with and that you like have to kind of remedy is the fact that a lot of the cultural kind of issues are stripped from the language. So you're kind of memorizing a very robotic, algorithmic kind of, you know, set of rules when it comes to English. It's a very rigid structure as opposed to anything. It's kind of like learning music, but just looking at the sheet music without ever getting to hear the song. So in comes a foreign national teaching English, but also kind of including, you know, kind of cultural things to put the language into context so it's a more enjoyable experience. So that's probably one of the first things I got flagged for. And the second issue that China deals with is they are stuck between a rock and a hard place in terms of dealing with foreign nationals who come into their country who, you know, don't kind of toe the party line, maybe have their own ideas, dissenting opinions. And so what they usually do with Chinese nationals, and we're all familiar with this, you know, detention, torture, and in some cases execution, but that's much harder to do when you're dealing with a foreign national who comes from, you know, a place like the United States where, you know, human rights, and they've got a, you know, their own foreign government kind of backing them. So a number of things probably flagged the business and what I was doing out there in China and put me on some list.
Am I allowed to ask this question, or are you comfortable answering it? What kinds of torture? Are there some things you could tell us that are kind of PG-related? When you say you were tortured, what did they do to you?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely. So one of the things that I speak about extensively, you know, one of the things that China does with a lot of the foreign nationals that it has is it doesn't do the proverbial thing that we think of when we think of torture here in the States. The Hollywood-esque, someone rolls out a tool, you know, kind of thing, and, you know, there's screwdrivers and pliers and all that. It's a lot more psychological torture. And so, right, yeah, exactly. So specifically, primarily the main way in which we're tortured in China's foreign nationals is sleep deprivation. You know, and I've read a lot of studies where literally the brain starts to atrophy or erode, you know, after a certain number of hours of sleep deprivation. Also malnourished extensively. So one of the things that, you know, in the prison cell, we eat, so 17 inmates, single squatter toilet, water routinely shuts off, you're locked up 24 hours a day. And you're eating out of a communal trough. And so what we would usually eat, and I talk about this extensively again, I write about it pretty in the book, is a kind of a sludge. And you've got 17 inmates rushing to try and eat out of one bucket where, you know, there's a food kind of cart that, like, you know, pours this through a funnel into your prison cell. And so that's what you're eating. And for the first 3 or 4 days, you know, you can't even eat this stuff, but you get to a point where you're so hungry, and there's pictures of me online as well. You can see me post-release, extremely malnourished, lost tons of weight. I mean, I look like a skeleton, and that's what these conditions do to you. And on top of that, I usually was pulled out of my cell to, you know, translate. I was probably the only person in the cell that spoke, in the compound that spoke English and Mandarin. And so I had to routinely translate for foreign inmates who were on hunger strike, who had stopped eating and refused to consume any more food. So pretty horrific conditions, you know, suicide warnings, signs plastered on the walls, lots of just bad stuff. But again, a lot more depth in the book.
All right, so the obvious question is, how did you survive this? How did you get through it?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think Mandarin is probably my greatest asset. Look, there's a lot of close calls. You lock up 17 people who are, in many instances, violent offenders in a tiny little, you know, overcramped cell. Lots of things go wrong. And then on top of that, there's linguistic barriers because you've got about, my cell was about 13 Chinese nationals and the rest were foreign nationals. And so, you know, things go wrong all the time, whether it's the guards, the inmates, you know, a lot of close calls. And so Mandarin, I think, is really what kept me alive, the ability to just communicate with everyone, being able to just kind of get an idea. So, again, you're told routinely it's illegal to contact the U.S. Embassy. You have no contact with the outside world. Everything you have is taken from you, and you're just locked in the cell 24 hours a day. It does not exist on domestic or foreign, you know, maps in any capacity. And there you are. You just kind of find yourself locked away 24 hours a day, hoping, praying that someone, you know, something helps, something gets resolved. And luckily, the U.S. Government went to bat for me. The U.S. government sent consular officers on two separate occasions to come visit with me, petition for my release, you know, talk to immigration authorities. And ultimately, what ended up happening was the kind of case fell into CCP immigration authorities' hands. And I was ultimately detained back to San Francisco, which was where I'm originally from, you know, arrived there in just a pretty horrific state. And if you have any questions about how bad those conditions are, shortly after my return home from, you know, Chinese incarceration, and I'm sure you're familiar with the story, Otto Warmbier was on the news not long after I returned back to the States, and he was sent back, you know, the 21-year-old and who was found in a military detention cell after
terrible.
Allegedly stealing something, and he died, you know, coming back to the U.S. in a
That could have been
state.
You. Yeah.
Stephen.
Hey, Stephen, we got the music on. We got the limitations. Stay with us through the break. I want to ask you a couple more questions. Don't go anywhere. Stephen Scherer, Surviving Chinese Communist Detentions, his new book. I'm Wayne Alarute, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a... You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Track Grabber. Winter is coming. Do not let this out. You, TrackGrabber, TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, ASI, short for Asset Strategies International. The country is in so much trouble. We're going down the tube so fast. It's scary. It's beyond belief. It's a communist takeover of the United States. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low, sell high. But gold will not be down for long. You know, we just found out that in the first 7 months of this fiscal year, we spent 90% more than we took in. This is insanity. Gold and silver may be your only salvation, and that's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team come in. Michael and Rich Checkin, uncle and nephew who own Asset Strategies. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they'll get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and if you tell them Wainwright sent you, not only will you get the 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for half the premium, but anything you want to buy, gold, silver, rare coins, palladium, platinum, whatever it is in the precious metals world, they've got it for you, and they'll give you the best price on the planet Earth as a friend and fan of Wayne Allen Root. 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. We continue on with our guest, who I'm fascinated by, Stephen Scherer, because we all, you know, Biden tries to tell you how wonderful the Chinese are, and Trump and yours truly, Wayne Root, try and tell you all day long how treacherous and vicious and horrible and evil the Chinese are. Not Chinese in America. I love Chinese Americans. I'm talking about the Chinese Communist Party. The people who run the government of China are terrible, awful people. And the Chinese people are bad. They're being abused by that government. Stephen Scherer was literally a witness to how horrible they are and how they will torture you and imprison you for no reason. There is no freedom of speech. There is no freedom, period. There is no loyal opposition. You cannot oppose what they believe in. That's starting to remind me, Stephen, of the United States right now. Do you recognize what's happening here? Does it seem a little bit like the Chinese Communist Party? We're headed in that direction.
Yeah, unequivocally. I mean, I think there's a few different warning signs of that. And I think the most profound for me is like, look, I'm a guy that, you know, was pretty apolitical prior to going into China. And then after this whole experience of being literally detained and tortured in a black site Chinese communist prison cell, again, does not exist in foreign or domestic maps, I make it back to the U.S. I luckily survived that experience and, again, almost died several times. Make it to America, write a book, which is no small feat, the labor of love for anyone who's done it, to go through the publishing process, editing, everything, and to get that book out into the market. And I actually happen, my day job is I work in tech, right? And so I'm from originally the Bay Area in San Francisco. And one of the first things that happens to me is my story gets banned and blocked by the people in my industry from my hometown in Facebook. I can't even build an author profile on Facebook sharing my book of, hey, I almost died in communist China. And I remember being out there when Mark Zuckerberg was coming out doing his weird, awkward little morning jogs in the smog, where everyone was like, why would you go jog in the smog, trying to push Facebook into the Chinese market. And so, yeah, I mean, just outright, that's a decent starting point. There's a number of other anecdotal stories. I remember, you know, one of my first summers in Beijing, the New York Times was planning on doing a piece on the Politburo, the standing committee, kind of like, you know, high-level congressional equivalent in the United States, talking about corruption and bribery issues there in China. And the Chinese government responded, and I remember this like it was yesterday, by saying, do not print that in China. And again, context for American audience, we're talking about a country where there are no Western platforms. Every Western platform is banned, blocked, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, not allowed in China. They have kind of domestic equivalents that are monitored. And so they said, don't publish that book, New York Times, or that article piece. And the New York Times did it. Literally the next morning, the New York Times was blocked and banned across the country. You could not access it in China anymore. And then on top of that, they started ramping up the deportation machine, kicking out correspondents from the New York Times who'd spent, you know, 5-10 years living in China, kicking them out of the country as well. And I believe that ban is still in place today. And I remember thinking, oh, my gosh, like, that's terrifying. Good thing in America we don't have that. And so I'm sitting here now where censorship, and I'm probably, you know, I'm an example of this, where my story is censored now by the people in my industry from my hometown. And I can't even share my story of, hey, I almost died in Chinese communist detention. So, yeah, it's very terrifying. A lot of red flags.
And so what do you hope people take away from your book?
Yeah, no, definitely good question. Really an understanding of what the CCP is. The CCP, outright from the top, have stated that we are categorically the number one threat to China in every sense of the term. And if you familiarize yourself with things like unrestricted warfare, political warfare, which the Chinese practice, meaning the battlefield is everywhere, gone are the days of the traditional kinetic warfare, you know, now it's, you know, cyber attacks. You look at the pipeline that's down, the 17th states in the, you know, state of emergency and all these other kind of things, you know, stock market crashes. I just want people to be aware and understand that there is an encroachment of socialism, communism, these kind of Chinese values into the United States. We have to be aware of what that turns into, and you can look at the Chinese social credit score, my story, and then a lot of other things. And, you know, there's a lot of well-meaning people out there who think about communism as an idea.
Hey, Stephen, I hate to butt in, but I got to. We're up against the break and the news break. Stephen Scherer, Surviving Chinese Communist Detention, Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.